Hey, Renee, one of the things that I know that a lot of people have been talking about is how now that there's a public beta of iOS, there have been a lot of ugly app reviews posted in the App Store. Uh-huh. This is one of the downsides of this. Have you noticed this? Federico Vitici wrote a nice piece on Mac Stories about it, and I think you guys have covered it at iMore, this idea that people are writing bad reviews of apps because they don't work in the iOS 9 public beta, as ridiculous as that is.
We do this post once a year whenever the beta starts to – usually when the beta comes out, often when the beta – when more people start using the beta, that you have to remember that if you download a beta, you are saying I am a higher class of – not a higher class, but I am a different class of user.
Top hats,
I am someone
monocles.
I am someone who is accepting the responsibility of running beta software, and there's an exchange going on there. Previously, you couldn't even get AppleCare anymore if you put a beta on your phone. Now with the public beta, you still can, but it's something to be aware of. If your phone acts weird, it's because you put a beta on it. And there's certain things that you shouldn't do, like you shouldn't like bugs. Bugs, they're supposed to be bugs. It's a beta. There's a whole system. There's a feedback app for you to report bugs. And especially when it comes to compatibility with other apps, like you said, developers are not even allowed to update their apps to iOS 9 binary compatibility until the Gold Master comes out, which is almost always the same day as the next iPhone event, which is usually September. So they can try to work around stuff, but there's a lot of stuff they just will not be able to fix. And we've seen examples. Luke from Adovia posted an example of someone giving his app a one-star review because it didn't work well in iOS 9. And I don't think people understand how deeply those sorts of reviews affect developers. It literally hurts their ability to feed their families. And it's because you wanted to put on a beta and you did it knowingly, and the app has compatibility problems through no fault of the developers, and they get highly impacted from it. So we almost every year put up a post just reminding people to please obey Wheaton's law and not to be jerks about things when they're running a beta.
Yeah, there's a, I think as reviewers and Andy and I go back a long way, longer than we'd like to admit, about how long we've been reviewing products, there is always this this idea that when you're looking at beta software, you're looking at it with the understanding that it probably doesn't work right and that you need to leave a lot of your judgments by the door. You know, you may pick them up later and walk through the door when it's declared final, but when something's a beta, especially an operating system, You've got to change your frame of mind. You cannot be the righteous indignation, user who is furious that this app crashes because you're using beta software. You got to let it go.
I hope Apple would block it. I hope in the future Apple just blocks reviews on devices running beta software. So if you put on the beta, you no longer have the ability to review.
Yeah, that'd be very smart. I mean, I've when the betas dropped last week, I did the usual, just like right before the 4th of July, your local fire department releases a video to the local news of mannequins having their heads blown off by explosives, by fireworks. Our version of that is tweeting, look, remember, it's beta software. Do not expect it to work. It's a nice thing to take a look at. It's a nice curiosity, but don't put it on primary devices. And immediately you start getting, oh, the beta's been very, very solid, or even the better version of that, which is, I think that a sufficiently knowledgeable user would have no difficulty in running a beta software. And you have to say, well, if you are sufficiently knowledgeable and confident to come back and challenge me with my assertion that you should not install beta software, by all means, go ahead. But a lot of people are getting the impression, particularly now that all you have to do is go to a web page, a beautifully presented web page on Apple's site, fill in your email address, you get an email back, and then you click one link that does nothing but install a provision that allows you to simply tap a button and update. It seems like it's such a consumer level experience getting these betas that people think that, oh, I just get to get it a little bit. I'm a special person who gets to get it a little bit early. No, you're helping to test this out so that other people can get a more reliable product in several months' time. And that's the only thing that we really have to combat, the perception that a beta is almost the same as actual release software.
And the good news is that it really is an opportunity to help developers and Apple where, you know, when you find a bug, figure out, make it repeatable, and then report it.
Apple is listening, and the feedback assistant is in every version of their beta software, and they are paying attention. The reason they make it easy to get into the beta is because they do want a large enough number that they can – it's impossible for Apple to test all the contingencies internally or with a developer group because the developers are pretty homogenous. They're developers. And so they want to make it easy, but the downside of that is exactly what Andy described, which is then it's so easy that you start to think, oh, this is just a preview of what's to come and not what it really is, which is something that's partially broken and needs your help. And if you download and install the beta with that in mind – and knowing what you're getting into, I think it's fine and good.